This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and the earth needs this great nation because right now the tensions, the questions, the challenges are rising from East Asia, which is perhaps the most critical area of the world for the United States right now, because you have a rogue power, North Korea, which tests a new weapon of great significance. That's what they have announced. And it launches that missile into the sea near Japan. There are ongoing conversations between Japan and South Korea about curbing some of the dangers from North Korea, and the ongoing dangers of China, which is also apparently consulting with the North Koreans. Is this really something of great significance, as Pyongyang says? Best source that I know of to go to on answers to all of these questions is Gordon Chang, and you can reach him on Twitter and read some of his latest commentary at, it's at Gordon G. Chang. He is the author of the book, The Coming Collapse of China, and of the Great U.S.-China Tech War. So, Gordon, what's the latest with Pyongyang breaking its so-called lull in testing this strategic weapon of great significance? Is it of great significance?
In one way, it is, Michael. Today, North Korea fired two ballistic missiles, and they landed quite close to Japan in its exclusive economic zone. Now, these North Korean missile tests followed South Korea's test of a ballistic missile from a submarine. South Korea is the first country without nuclear weapons to have accomplished this. And South Korea's test, just followed by a day or so, North Korea's test of a cruise missile. So there's a lot that's going on here. North Korea does not want to be ignored. It's actually making a fast progress on its missiles. And this is adding tension to a region that is already on the edge of a cliff. So that's the reason why this is significant, because it can actually be the final straw that breaks the camel's back of peace.
There's also a change of government coming up in Japan, isn't there? The prime minister is stepping aside. Are they still going to be moving toward acquiring more significant military resources, which had been a sort of the change in course that the Japanese had been talking about?
Yes. This month, the Japanese Prime Minister Suga steps down as the head of the Liberal Democratic Party. There will be, in all probability, another LDP prime minister. Probably the prime minister incoming will be a candidate who is even tougher on China than Suga was. This is important because Japan has made it very clear that it is standing by Taiwan. This has enraged Beijing. Beijing threatened to nuke Japan about 5-6 weeks ago. And so this is, again, another development. And today, we are going to learn that the U.S., the U.K., and Australia are going to form a security pact to protect themselves from China, and that Australia will actually start building a nuclear-powered submarine. So all of these developments are occurring much too fast for anyone to manage this really dynamic situation.
Would that security pact with Australia and the United States, would that include Japan?
No, it's just the three. This is significant nonetheless, though, because the UK is showing that it believes that it has a security interest in East Asia. And that means we're seeing other NATO countries also believe that they have interest in the East Asian region as well. Germany has a destroyer in the South China Sea. The Netherlands had a destroyer there about 6 weeks ago. And the UK has its only aircraft carrier, the Queen Elizabeth. So right now, there's a lot of nations which believe that the South China Sea, East China Sea, is an area of contention, and they have to be involved to maintain peace and stability.
You mentioned, and it's amazing that Americans aren't more concerned about this, you mentioned China threatening to nuke Japan. What are the chances that the United States would be able to stay out of a nuclear exchange in which our ally, Japan, was attacked by the Chinese?
That's zero. First of all, we're going to be on the target of Chinese nuclear weapons. What's going on right now is China's building something like 345 new missile silos. These are big enough to accommodate their DF-41 missile, which has a range that can hit any part of the continental United States. And each DF-41 has 10 warheads. China is looking for nuclear superiority, and that means they no longer want what's called a minimal deterrent. What they want to do is to use the prospect of a Holocaust to intimidate the United States from not coming to the rescue of, for instance, Japan or Taiwan.
I think that most Americans who think about this at all, and we all should, have mostly been concerned about a Chinese strike against Taiwan. Japan's a much bigger country, a much bigger economy, but Japan, and it's trying to catch up militarily, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They're putting more and more of their gross domestic product into their military budget. By their constitution, Article 9, they are not allowed to use force to settle disputes. In other words, they're not allowed to defend themselves with force. But, of course, Japan has an extremely capable self-defense force, which looks like a military by another name. And Japan, and especially since Prime Minister Suga went to Washington earlier this year to meet President Biden, Japan believes that it has a security interest in Taiwan, which it does, for a number of reasons. So what we are seeing is the region coming together to try to contain China. There are a number of these different alliances or arrangements that have been put together. So, for instance, the U.S. is part of the Quad, which is Japan, the United States, Australia, India, which, although it's not a formal military alliance, Michael, actually works a lot better together than, for instance, NATO, which is a formal alliance.
And Pakistan continuing to move closer to China?
Pakistan is in China's camp, lock, stock, and barrel. Now, with the fall of Afghanistan, Pakistan believes it has more freedom to attack India. That could be Kashmir, but it could also be anywhere in India, as we saw in 2008 with those horrible attacks on Mumbai that were launched by Pakistan with Chinese weapons. So India right now is bracing for a possible barrage. And India could very well be the one country that is most adversely affected by the American debacle in Afghanistan. So people talk about Taiwan in this context, and that's, of course, a possibility. But India very much is in the crosshairs.
Very quick question to Gordon Chang. You can catch up with him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Question, Gordon, is this. You wrote a book called The Coming Collapse of China. Do you still believe that collapse is coming?
Yes, I do, Michael, especially right now with Evergrande, the second largest property developer, has $300 billion of debt. It's going to default on some of that debt this month. Beijing is going to have to work very hard to prevent the banking, property, financial sectors from all falling apart at the same time.
That's Gordon Chang, and again, you can keep up with him at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. And all complex and sobering and enormously important to the future of our country and our families. Coming up, there is also news on the COVID front, of course, an item of great controversy. It played a role, big role, actually, yesterday in the recall election in California, and there was a startling death that isn't getting, well, quite the amount of attention I would have assumed. We will tell you about that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Will socialism or free markets decide the future direction of Washington State? Washington Policy Center stands for free markets and market-based solutions, but we can't do it alone. Hear from the acclaimed CEO of Whole Foods and free market champion John Mackey, who calls capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished. And join him October 1st at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency. Tickets and information at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com. Introducing MedHead Plus, where you get all the benefits of regular MedHead members, plus you get access to anything in our MedVed History Store downloaded for free. Existing MedHead members can upgrade to MedHead Plus with a cost of only $79 per year. And for the next 30 days, new members can also join for $79 a year. MedHead Plus, get it all. Go to michaelmedved.com, find out about the new sale right now on MedHead Plus membership.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, there's actually publichealth.org reports that, it's kind of an alarming headline in one sense. It says that demand for dewormer goes up to 88,000. And, of course, they're talking about everybody's favorite drug to talk about, to argue about. The drug is called ivermectin, and it is sold primarily to deworm large animals, horses, cows, jackasses. Yes, and there's a story which involves a cult leader, and she really was a cult leader, who was at the center of the ivermectin firestorm, as the Chicago Tribune describes it. And her name was Veronica Wolski. And I said was Veronica Wolski because she unfortunately passed away. She was in the hospital. She was somebody who brought together all kinds of different streams of American consciousness right now. She was a very passionate supporter of Bernie Sanders. Big, big, big-time socialist leftist. She was also a great believer in QAnon. And so had a very big pro-QAnon presence on social media. And she was a leading COVID denier, and denying the impact of COVID and denying the effectiveness of vaccines. And like so many other prominent people in that situation, she unfortunately got the disease and she died over the weekend. This is the way that her story was covered by the local NBC News outlet in Chicago. Listen.
Kate Chappell reports.
Amida Resurrection Hospital confirms it has received hundreds of phone calls and emails associated with one patient's care and her wishes to be treated with the controversial drug ivermectin. That patient is Veronica Wolski, her husband confirms to NBC 5.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the People's Bridge.
Wolski is known for documenting her demonstrations on a bridge over the Kennedy Expressway on YouTube and is vocal about her beliefs against the coronavirus vaccine and masks.
I have never once worn a mask.
She's now hospitalized with COVID-19. Ivermectin is a deworming drug mostly used in veterinary medicine, according to Chicago's top health official, Dr. Allison Arwady.
I am a little surprised, I guess, that there are people who want to take a veterinary medicine that is not FDA approved, but then, you know, don't want to take the vaccine.
The drug is at the center of a national debate and a number of lawsuits, including in Springfield, where a Sangamon County judge last week blocked a man from receiving ivermectin to treat COVID-19. The drug is FDA approved to treat conditions caused by parasitic worms. However, it has not been authorized or approved for use in preventing or treating COVID-19.
I want to be really, really, really clear that in no case should anybody try to take a veterinary formula ever of any medication.
Last week, podcaster Joe Rogan, who's been dismissive of the vaccine, announced he'd tested positive for the virus and was taking the medication.
We immediately threw the kitchen sink at it. All kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin.
The FDA says multiple patients have been hospitalized after self-medicating with ivermectin. Clinical trials for its use with COVID-19 are ongoing.
Demand surges for deworming drug for COVID, says publichealth.org, despite scant evidence, it works. Okay, the story of Veronica Wolski, the way they headline it, actually lead it in the Washington Post, or pardon me, the Chicago Tribune, because it's a Chicago story. Veronica Wolski, the QAnon adherent whose recent hospitalization made her a cause célèbre for the controversial medication ivermectin, died in the intensive care unit of Amida Health Resurrection Medical Center Monday. And that would be yesterday, a hospital spokeswoman said. She was 64. Wolski's cause of death was pneumonia due to COVID-19 infection. For more than a week, her supporters besieged Resurrection with demands that Wolski be given ivermectin. The medication is typically used to treat diseases caused by parasitic worms, but some have hailed it as a COVID-19 miracle cure despite a lack of definitive scientific proof or governmental authorization. The Chicago hospital said last week that its doctors and clinicians, following the guidance of the FDA and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, do not and will not use ivermectin for COVID-19 cases. The hospital had declined to comment on Wolski's diagnosis. Over the weekend, some of her supporters tried to get the hospital to discharge her. A video posted Sunday on the Telegram channel of right-wing attorney Lynn Wood. Remember him? He was one of the leaders claiming that there was massive, massive fraud, particularly in Georgia. It shows him demanding over the phone that the hospital release Wolski to a person holding her medical power of attorney. Another video posted on Wood's channel shows a Chicago police officer outside the hospital speaking with a person demanding unsuccessfully to be allowed inside to perform a wellness check on Wolski. A hospital spokeswoman said police assisted in maintaining the order outside the hospital with a small group of individuals. Wolski was well known for her political activism, and she gained attention in 2016 by standing on a pedestrian bridge over the Kennedy Expressway with banners supporting presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. "It's like having a Bernie rally," she told the Tribune at the time, "to have thousands of people just like-minded like me. You just feel like a community, and these are my people." She's talking about the Bernie Sanders people. Well, not for long. At that time, she referred to then-candidate Donald Trump as a goof, but at some point she became a massive Trump supporter and a believer in QAnon. Her bridge messages began to say things like, "Q sent me," and "COVID fraud." Now, why QAnon should be associated with the idea that COVID is a big fraud, that remains a mystery to me. QAnon originated on internet message boards, but many of its tenets reflect conspiracy beliefs that are decades, if not centuries, old, said Joseph Uschinski, a University of Miami political science professor who studies conspiracy theories. Once they're at that point and say everything is corrupt and rigged, it's very easy to say modern medicine is rigged, politics are rigged, the media are rigged, because they're seeing all those things through the exact same lens, said Professor Uschinski. Wolski's Telegram channels include numerous posts showing scorn for masks, vaccines, and other mainstream approaches to avoiding COVID-19. In late July, she posted a video in which she described suffering from a prolonged fever. And, well, that went on to her demise. So, what exactly is going on with the debate on ivermectin and more? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
It is basically insane.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gold medalist Michaela Maroney is among top Olympic gymnasts testifying in regards to the Larry Nassar sexual abuse scandal. He's the former USA gymnastics team doctor who was convicted of abusing many young female athletes over many years. North Korea is continuing to test long-range cruise missiles.
South Korea's military is reporting North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea from its east coast on Wednesday. The launch further escalates tensions in the region 2 days after Pyongyang claimed to have fired a new long-range cruise missile that is being described as a strategic weapon of great significance. Japan's prime minister and South Korea's president said they were convening sessions of their National Security Council to discuss Pyongyang's actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, I don't want to fall into that trap of gloating over anyone's death. And it's sad. And somebody who is apparently very active, has a lot of people who admire her. She's 64 years old. She was before her death yesterday. But when you talk about Veronica Wolski, and the insistence on ivermectin. I mean, some of what you read, as you just read about her story, they report in the Chicago Tribune, some COVID patients and their families have sued hospitals when doctors have declined to offer ivermectin. In May, a DuPage County judge ordered Elmhurst Hospital, this is in Chicagoland, to allow a comatose patient, Norija Fripe, to receive the medication after none of its physicians agreed to administer it. In other words, think about what the situation is. The hospital is treating this patient. They are obviously open to malpractice suit or anything like that. They do anything wrong, but they are following accepted medical practice and not treating this patient with a dewormer for horses. And so no ivermectin. But a judge said that they must allow an outside doctor with a proper license to come in and administer to it. But none of their doctors were willing to do it. And this is following Wolski's death, which was yesterday. Social media platforms overflowed with thousands of messages mourning and anger And by midday, her name was a national trending topic on Twitter. In a Telegram post viewed more than 230,000 times, Lynn Wood, remember he's the attorney down in Georgia who was part of the Stop the Steal movement, alleging massive voter fraud. I believe Lynn Wood has claimed that there were at least 20 million fraudulent votes cast for Joe Biden. And Lynn Wood expressed sadness and issued a vague call for nonviolent civil disobedience on behalf of ivermectin. The only indication of nonviolent civil disobedience to the hospital was a sign mounted along West Talcott Avenue that read, "Rest in peace, Veronica Walski, say her name, say her name." That's what people said about George Floyd. At the bridge, someone left flowers and a blue rubber bracelet inscribed with a QAnon saying, "The storm is upon us." Oh, the storm is supposed to be when President Trump executes thousands of people who have been involved in this conspiracy to drink children's blood to keep them young and to engage in child sex trafficking and to worship Satan, which, by the way, is not taking place in the basement of a pizza parlor because that pizza parlor doesn't have a basement. A commenter, friend, resident of Wicker Park in Chicago, whose name is Jason Warth, arrived to the hospital site with an American flag that he mounted in Wolski's honor on the bridge's safety fence. Though he knew her only from social media, he said he respected her determined spirit. Quote, "She was kind of a one-of-a-kind patriot who had the time and energy and opportunity to do what she did. As for whether it's a sad story, I guess it depends on perspective. To me, it's a patriotic story of a woman who loved her country. It's a sad ending, but not a sad story." Okay, doesn't the ending make it sad, even if there are elements of the story that aren't? If something ends in your unnecessary death because you've been stricken by a disease from which you could easily have protected yourself with a vaccine, this is what is so bizarre about this. In other words, the idea that people say there isn't enough evidence for me to want to take a vaccine that has worked for several billion people, literally several billion human beings all across the world. And all across the world, they are using it and actually ramping up use of the vaccine, and lots of support for using booster shots. They're still debating how much necessary they even are. The article in The Lancet, the British medical journal, basically their point about the booster shots is it's not necessary. Not that it's dangerous, but virtually no medical authorities anywhere. In Britain, they are getting ready to do booster shots for adults, and they're going to be doing the vaccines for children because it has worked so well to roll back a pandemic. What is wrong with people? I do not understand it. How could any sentient human being say, "I'm scared of using this well-tested, now FDA-approved, field-tried, and basically miraculous vaccine that is a tremendous triumph of actual American business and political cooperation, that I'm afraid of. But using a dewormer that is aimed primarily at horses, that has never been approved, has zero medical authority anywhere saying this is a good idea, that, they claim that 88,000 requests for prescriptions for ivermectin have jumped to more than 88,000 per week. Some pharmacists are reporting shortages and people are overdosing on forms of the drug meant for horses. Okay, this is madness. And part of what was very interesting to me is Jeremy sent me, and I was very glad to see it. We're going to post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's from publichealth.org, and it has a list of vaccine myths debunked, one after another, with devastating and important evidence. For instance, myth number one, vaccines cause autism. The paper that alleged that myth initially has been completely discredited due to serious procedural errors, undisclosed financial conflicts of interest, and ethical violations. The author of the paper, Andrew Wakefield, lost his medical license, and the paper was retracted from The Lancet. Okay. Myth number two, infant immune systems can't handle so many vaccines. Nonsense. Vaccines seem to have a very positive impact on the infant immune systems and no problems. Myth number three, natural immunity is better than vaccine-acquired immunity. Myth number four, vaccines contain unsafe toxins. Myth number five, better hygiene and sanitation are actually responsible for decreased infections, not vaccines. And they say their vaccines don't deserve all the credit for reducing or eliminating rates of infectious disease. Better sanitation, nutrition, and the development of antibodies helped a lot, too. But when these factors are isolated and rates of infectious disease are scrutinized, the role of vaccines cannot be denied. One example is measles in the United States. When the first measles vaccine was introduced in 1963, rates of infection had been holding steady at around 400,000 cases a year. And while hygienic habits and sanitation didn't change much between 1963 and 1973, the rate of measles infections dropped precipitously after the introduction of the vaccine, with only 25,000 cases by 1970 as opposed to 400,000 cases. Can we pay attention to reality? And if you want to react to some of this, 1-800-955-1776. More about how this issue and others played out in the California election coming up.
You can't handle
the Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Michael Medved show, I did want to mention something about the exit polls regarding the defeat for Republicans, and it was, and a defeat for conservatives, and a defeat for a very good guy who I like, admire, support, Larry Elder. And part of that defeat has to do with, well, this issue we're talking about on the air. And it's one of those things where I understand there are a lot of people on the conservative side, I don't know why, I really think it's sad, who actually believe a lot of the anti-vaccine propaganda. And a great deal of this was started by left-wingers, like the woman I described. One of the reasons I did that story is because she was somebody who was very, very active in the Bernie Sanders campaign in 2016. She's a socialist, for goodness sake. And she's described as a patriot because she opposed vaccines. What's patriotic about opposing vaccines? I don't get it. And just to talk about politics, because we care about politics, I do, you do, I assume. The political calculus here on the vaccine debate just doesn't work. There are a whole raft of polls, one of which is cited today by Holman Jenkins in the Wall Street Journal. President Biden has about 75% support for his very clumsy, I think misguided and poorly handled attempt to impose mandates on a federal basis, which is going to be argued about in court, and it's going to be very difficult. It would have been much better for him to just try to work together with a bunch of Republican governors like Brad Little in Idaho and Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas and Mike DeWine in Ohio. Lots of good Republican governors. Work together with them at least and try to do a coordinated national campaign and invite other Democratic governors to take part too, because this should not be politicized. But they asked in the exit polling, they asked, okay, is getting a coronavirus vaccine more a personal choice or is it more a public health responsibility? By 2-1, voters in California thought it's a public health responsibility. The numbers were 34% of people thought it was a personal choice. 63% said it was a public health responsibility. And my wife looked at this. She said, I would have said both, and I think that's the right answer. Yes, it should be both a personal choice and a public health responsibility. But the amazing thing about this is the people who voted no on the recall, in other words, who ended up supporting Gavin Newsom, 83% of them thought that it was more a public health responsibility. This is not an issue that is going to work in any sense for Republicans. Let me go quickly to Chris calling from Arlington, Washington. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, Mr. Medved. I just had one question. I know you have grandkids, and I was wondering if you promote the vaccine so much. I'm just wondering if you're going to be first off to get your grandkids or get your children to get their grandkids to get vaccinated first.
I don't have any special pull to allow me to do that. Like everybody else, I'm waiting for that to happen. But of course I would. There's no question about it. I have three children and one son-in-law and one daughter-in-law. And all of them were they're very smart young people. Two of them are teachers. One of them is a nurse. And they are extremely eager and very supportive of getting vaccines. They also helped me get in line and my wife to get vaccines right away and their parents. And for goodness sake, yes, of course. And it's one of those things that, you know, I want my children to grow up as American conservatives, liberty-loving, patriotic American conservatives. And I will tell you, some of the nonsense on this vaccine issue, it's really very difficult for young people
to
see it.
I got the vaccine, me personally, just for work. But now right. I have a stepson and my other son is my son. Is under 12. Well, my stepson's father won't allow it. So, but my son under 12, I don't even want him to get it. So, it needs to be approved.
Yeah, no, again, I think we are moving in that direction. That's the direction they moved in Great Britain and the United Kingdom, and they're very confident and very encouraged, and there's really unanimity over there, and in most places, about the efficacy and appropriateness of the vaccine. Jeremy sends me this message. We have two girls, and at age 13 and 16, they were vaccinated, and for years, from age one, they were vaccinated with other shots. What is the big deal? And that is, yes, the point is our four little grandchildren, all of whom are aged four and a half or younger, they're full of vaccines, which keeps them healthy. And the idea that, so much of this negativity and the nonsense about ivermectin and more is associated with people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is the rogue nutburger Kennedy child. He is the child of Robert Kennedy, who wants Sirhan to be released, his father's murderer. And he has been a nut, sorry, on this vaccine issue, on every kind of vaccine. He's jumping the gun, I think, a little bit. He wants to, even though he's a Kennedy and somebody who's been involved in Democratic affairs, he wants to impeach Biden because of Biden's strong support for people getting vaccinated, which is not political. It's only political in the sense that if you want America to do well, if you want our economy to recover, if you want our entertainment industry to recover, if you want to have a good, fine World Series and campaign to the Super Bowl, and you want to stop suffering as a country from this pandemic, of course you want people to be vaccinated. It should not be a political issue at all. This came in from Robert in Sammamish, Washington. He says, long-time listener, huge fan. I've even purchased a handful of your holiday history shows. And by the way, everybody can get them free now if you become a MedHead Plus member, which is a special offer, 20% off right now, $79.95 for each year. Gives you free access to downloading, streaming all of our 80 history programs, plus the regular privileges of MedHead membership. Go to michaelmedved.com. Okay, so Robert, after his nice words, says, by calling ivermectin horse dewormer, actually I was quoting articles that do precisely that, your ignorance about this medicine is apparent. Please do your research. There is an enormous amount of data showing its efficacy around the world with not only parasites, but viruses as well. I have said that repeatedly. It basically is used for river blindness, which is a disease, a virus that doesn't even happen in the United States. It happens in jungle climates. And yes, it apparently can work and can be used and is appropriate and is sanctioned for use with river blindness. But that has no relationship at all to COVID-19. He says, a friend of mine who had a vaccine injury to her heart is on ivermectin. A vaccine injury to her heart? Prescribed by an MD. Well, good. If it's appropriate and prescribed by an MD, good luck to you. And I know that there are some MDs who have actually endorsed ivermectin. But hold on for a moment. Having one MD to endorse it is very, very different from every medical group, every medical school, institute in the country. There are none that believe that ivermectin should be a substitute for the vaccine. And this is the basic point. It's not that ivermectin is so terrible and dangerous, though it can be very dangerous if it's taken in veterinary quantities. It's not that ivermectin is so dangerous itself. It's that using it as a substitute for a vaccine, a vaccination, an inoculation that we all need, that's the danger. And by the way, it is defined as an antiparasite. It can treat infections caused by roundworms, threadworms, and other parasites. Do your research. It's the greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.